Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Talk New York sports on WFAN, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
All right, 205, McMonagle here with you on The Fan. If you're just tuning in now, where you been? Been in for an hour following Giants postgame. I still got you for another three as we take you to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. Marco just played a cut of Mike Kafka after the game in the post game. I want to play a little bit more of an extended one because it also leads into just what the hell is going on there. Like, it just doesn't make sense. So obviously, if you're not aware yet, the Giants got embarrassed last night, 33-15 on Monday Night Football against the New England Patriots. And Abdul Carter, their third overall pick, and so what's supposed to be a defensive stud here, for the second time in 3 weeks, was benched. And he didn't play the entire first quarter, the first two drives of the game, and everybody was wondering why. There was reports during the game through social media from some of the people who cover the Giants that it was about another missed meeting or late to a meeting. After having a game where he gave up and punted in situations that you don't punt if you want to win the football game, he was asked about that situation, and this is what Mike Kafka, the interim head coach of the New York Giants, had to say about the second game in 3 weeks, the benching of their defensive young rookie superstar, Abdul Carter.
That was my decision to do that. And again, those are tough decisions to make, but that was my decision. And again, the kid, nothing with him. Everything that we did was my decision. And obviously, I'm sure he wasn't happy about it, which I understand. But I thought that was the best thing for the team, and it was my decision to move forward with it.
Yeah. And I could play you others. They sound just like that. My decision has nothing to do with the kid. It's my decision. What the hell does that mean? Like, what in the world is he talking about? Carter and teammates, Burns and Dexter Lawrence, in the locker room, gave you more of an idea of what happened. They admitted to it. And Dexter Lawrence talked about how the schedule's changed and it's an honest mistake. But yet the coach doesn't admit it in the post-game press conference? What is he doing? Just say he missed a meeting and he's punished. He missed another meeting. We felt like this was what needed to happen. Like, it's my decision. We know it's your decision. You're the coach of the team. It's not his decision to be benched. What did he do to get benched? And unless you've given an edict to nobody talk about it, why the hell would you not say something and let Dexter Lawrence do the talking for you? It's just, it's so inept. It is such a just an run by a cavalcade of idiots. I'm sorry. I hate to say that because they're my team. But that's what's going on here. I feel like Lord Helmet. If you get that reference, you get it. I'm not going to repeat it. I'm not allowed to. But, like, are we serious? You're going to coach the game like that. You're going to get your ass kicked like that. You're going to punt and give up in the way you did. And using your timeouts at the end of the game in the manner in which you did. And then you're going to stand there in the postgame and just talk about, you know the question's coming, why he was benched. You know that's going to be a major talking point. You know that there are going to be two major talking points from this game. Abdul Carter and your quarterback taking that hit on the sidelines. Those are going to be the two major talking points of what is a disastrous game. Oh, and maybe that your kicker can't kick. And you go into the press conference and you say, well, that was my decision. Yeah? Well, why'd you make it? I don't know, but it was a tough one. Well, what did he do? I don't know, but he's a good kid and had nothing to do with him. It was my decision. So benching him had nothing to do with him? That's what he said in that clip right there. Well, this had nothing to do with him. It was my decision. You benched him for nothing that had nothing to do with him. What? Like, honestly, what? Just say, you know it's going to get out. Not only is it being reported on social media, which he should be told about going into that meeting, going into the press conference, he should be told by either Pat Hanlon or someone else with the Giants, hey, people have it. It's out there that he was late to a meeting. Dexter Lawrence, you didn't talk to him about it because Dexter Lawrence is out there admitting what's going on. Carter's talking about he made a mistake. Just what do you think you're accomplishing by giving that? Well, it's my decision. I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, in the span of like a little bit more than in the span of a week, we had an owner who runs a $10 billion franchise try and tell you he doesn't make money. And we had a coach not own up to a situation that's already being reported and to one that he didn't talk to his team about any of it because they are openly admitting it. But he's going to stand there and tell us, well, you know, my decision. I decided to do this. Like, I know we talk about accountability, but you can't just stand up there and say, you know, on me. It's on me. What's that? I don't know. On me. Without any, like, it was just so dumb. It's just so poorly run. It is so poorly run, man. Both of these teams, they are becoming one. I think a caller called up and said, or someone tweeted me that they love the way I put it. It's just an amalgamation of awfulness. Like, it really is. Like, these two teams have merged into one hideous. Like, I don't know if you saw it. I've talked about it a little bit. But there is the movie Substance, or The Substance, I guess, with Demi Moore. I don't know if you've seen it. But it's this weird movie where she clones herself because she's upset with being an old aging actress and she wants to be young again. So, like, she clones herself and then the clone has to clone herself at the end of the movie because she's out of, you know, the fluid that gives her life. I don't know. It's a weird movie. I don't know how else to explain it. But the second clone comes out and it's a monster. And it's got, like, an arm sticking out of its back and the face is just an absolute, you know, it's a freak monster. That's how I feel about the New York Giants. The New York Giants are Demi Moore. The New York Jets are the younger female version of the clone. And then now they've kind of merged into one monster with an arm sticking out of its back. Like, that is what New York football is. That's what New York football is. New York football is the monster with one arm from that dumb movie, The Substance, with a picture of Demi Moore stapled to its face. That's what it is. That's how bad this is. But I know I shouldn't be talking like this. The Jets did win their third game this week. We should be really excited about the future of the Jets.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh my God. It is so bad. Just two really poorly run teams. 888-808-1019. Justin and Patterson. What's up, Justin?
Hey, C-Mac. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Good. Actually, driving home, I made the trip all the way up to Foxborough for the game, unfortunately.
God bless you. God bless you.
Driving home now. So, this was up there with one of those games. So I went to the, if you remember, the Washington Giants game, Joe Judge's funeral, where they were doing the QB sneaks on their own 5-yard line. This was not that bad of a game, but this was up there in terms of being at a game and just getting absolutely embarrassed. But my point is on Mike Tomlin and the idea of him as the head coach. So I did some investigative research today.
You did?
Listened to Sports Radio Pittsburgh to kind of see where they're at with Tomlin. And they are ready to throw that guy
no doubt.
Far away as possible.
Yeah, they're done. Him. They were chanting in the fourth quarter, "Fire Tomlin."
That and they're done with him. But I think
even the hosts are saying
the hosts are done with him. Everybody in Pittsburgh's done. I think you have the Rooney family, the Mara family. They are the history of the NFL.
Right.
You think there's a chance they could pull off a trade for it? And with that, one of the things they mentioned is the draft is coming to Pittsburgh this year, and they cannot have the city of Pittsburgh be chanting "Fire Tomlin" at the draft. How bad of a look that would be! So Art Rooney may think about making this deal. I mean, the needle mover of men. I know Tomlin hasn't been great lately, but one man's trash is another man's treasure.
No, I'm totally with you, and he's been a great coach in this league. I mean, it's not like he's, you know, been unsuccessful. He's been a great coach in this league. I would 100% do it. Depending on now, you know, I said I would give up a number one. At this point, I don't know if you'd have to. I think they would be willing if Tomlin was on board. I don't know how many teams he'd be on board to being traded to. And I think the Giants, amazingly enough, as much as I depicted them as a monster with a picture of Demi Moore's face stapled to it, I do think that they are a desirable team. I think right now they're a dumpster fire, but they're going to have the quarterback. They're going to have a top five pick. They're going to have Neighbors, Scadaboo, hopefully Carter. And that's really like, you know, as we get to Carter here in a second, but I do think there's a lot of reasons that Tomlin would want to come here. So if it feels stale there, if it feels like the fan base is ready to move on, if it feels like an organization that holds on to coaches for, you know, 20-year clips is ready to find their next 20-year man, I think it would be a perfect fit, and I think you could probably get away with trading him a second or a third round pick now. Because it feels like it's not like you're getting him on the downswing, right? You're getting him at the end. It feels like they might fire him anyway. But, and that's the thing, I'm wondering how the Giants would play it. Like, would the Giants say, hey, you're going to fire him anyway? I'll just wait till you fire him. Do they play that game? I don't know. But I would be open to it, no doubt. I'd be open to moving something for him because I think he's a great head coach. But the one thing about Abdul Carter is you're hoping he understands this and that this, and he said it in the post. Oh, my God, look at Gilliam. What are you doing? What are you doing trying to tackle? Just shove him out of bounds. My goodness. I don't know, as I'm watching the highlights on ESPN, I don't know if he honestly gets it because now this is the second time in 3 weeks. He talked like he's getting it. I'm hoping this embarrassment is enough to piss him off. Like, I'm really hoping this embarrassment is enough to piss him off. Because, like, not only is he being called a bust, he's being called unprofessional. And he's a disciplinary, he's being held, you know, he's got disciplinary actions against him. No one else, like, twice in 3 weeks. This has got to be a moment for him to take a step back and say, my God, like, this is my NFL career. This is my livelihood. Like, right now, I'm the guy who asked for Lawrence Taylor's number and just got my first sack of the season and my first full sack of the season in week 13 in a game I was benched in the first quarter for missing a meeting for the second time. Like, that has got to be something that connects with him, because if it doesn't, then he will be the bust that many people think he is right now. Like, if this can't get through to him, then he's going to end up being the bust that we all fear he is. I still think he's got talent. You watch him in this game. He gets the sack. I thought he created some pressure. He got a holding call against him. And like the only time the Patriots punted in the first half is because of a holding call that Abdul Carter was the reason for, because he beat his man. Like, it's just, he has the ability. But he's got to get it through his head. And right now, it just feels like this whole damn, like, they need someone to come in here and take this thing and take this bull by the horns and just run this thing with a little bit of intensity, a little bit of, you know. Like, you bring in a Mike Tomlin. I don't care. I know Mike McCarthy has also had a winning pedigree and has a Super Bowl championship and, you know, has had recent success. But I don't know if he has the gravitas of a Mike Tomlin. I don't know. Mike Tomlin's never been anywhere else. Mike Tomlin has never lost. Like, he's always had winning seasons. We'll see if this year is the final year of it. But, like, I think he comes in and immediately, like, just changes everything. And the players immediately have, like, this massive respect and appreciation for who Mike Tomlin is. Like, I think Mike Tomlin changes the whole thing. And I think we are close, as that caller said, Pittsburgh radio, whatever, just the fans. This is not the first year that the fans have been like this, but now they were 4-1, I believe. They're falling apart. The defense sucks. The offense has gone completely in the wrong way. I mean, it's really gotten the feel of just it's time to move on in Pittsburgh. I think I'm really hopeful that that would be the case. And I've been saying this for a while, that he would be my perfect candidate. 888-808-1019. Teddy in Manhattan. What's up, Teddy?
Well, I was watching the Jets yesterday.
Yes.
And I'm watching the Giants this evening.
Yes.
And at least for me, I think in the long run, the Jets are set up a little better than the Giants are right now.
Oh yeah, I mean, look. I don't want to scream and yell about it, but I mean, for the future, I don't think so at all. I think the Giants are better set up.
Well, the thing is, I think that the X factor with the Jets is the owner, who's kind of like the way Hank Steinbrenner handles the Yankees is the same way Woody Johnson handles the Jets.
Teddy, I wouldn't even know where to begin to ask you to elaborate on that. I'll be totally honest with you. First, it's Hal, not Hank. And second of all, like, I don't even know what would make you think that in any way, shape, or form. And the idea, because I've had a couple people tweet me this, because I've said the Giants are in a better spot than the Jets. You're looking at this weekend. Yes. Yes. The New York Jets beat a lousy Atlanta Falcons team whose coach is probably going to get fired, and they were quarterbacked by the legendary Kirk Cousins. Now, I'm not trying to take that win away from them. You know how I feel about it. Again, and I think people, you know, I don't care, but they put out a short clip of my overall take, and it comes out like I'm screaming about the win. I didn't mind or care that much that the Jets win. I just don't tell me that it's building anything. That's all. Like, if they want to win the game, again, it's tough to scream about tanking with this many games left because anything could happen. But, like, just don't tell me that winning your third game in Week 13 is a real building block. That I don't want to hear. I don't believe. But I'm fine with them winning the game, and I don't want to take the win away from them. They played well enough to win. They made the special teams plays. They won the game. The New York Giants, like, consistently, they beat, again, the Jets have beat the Bengals, they've beaten the Falcons, and they have beaten the Cleveland Browns. Cousins, Gabriel, Flacco. Those are the three wins the Jets have, right? The Giants have beaten the Chargers and the Eagles and had fourth quarter leads against, up until the Giants just lost to the Patriots, the Broncos were the number one seed in the AFC, but they have held 10-point leads in the fourth quarter against the number one seed Chicago Bears, the 10-win Denver Broncos. They took the Detroit Lions to overtime. They had a lead in the fourth quarter against the Green Bay Packers. Like, they have been the definition of a competitive football team. Yeah, they've lost every one of those games I mentioned, but their two wins, again, against Herbert and the, at the time, undefeated Chargers, and against the Philadelphia Eagles, who are clearly not the same as last year and struggling offensively, but still beat them 34-17 in prime time. So, like, they've been competitive if you just want to talk on that angle. Because I got a couple people saying, "Huh, look at the Giants tonight. They're non-competitive." Tonight they weren't, but the Giants have been the definition of a competitive football team. But even having said that, the reason why the Giants are better set up, and I don't care how many first-round picks you have, I don't care how many, the reason why I'm more confident about the future with the New York Giants than the New York Jets is I know who's going to be the quarterback week one next year for the New York Giants, and I have a really good indication that he's pretty damn good. And he's on a rookie contract. Jackson Dart is the reason why the Giants are better set up than the New York Jets because they have their guy. They are going to start the season with Jackson Dart as the quarterback. Who are the Jets going to start? I don't know. Are they going to draft one? Are they going to trade for a veteran? Are they going to run back Tyrod Taylor? Like, I don't know who the Jets quarterback is, and I don't know how they're going to get him. So I don't think there's any doubt that for me, again, Breece Hall is a free agent. So you're talking about, and you traded away arguably your two best defensive players. So going into next year, and I don't necessarily need to make this a Giant versus Jet thing, but I was asked. So just remember this when they put out the video. I was asked. The Jets are going into next season with two first-round picks, a quarterback who either is just not there or stinks, a pretty good offensive line, and one offensive weapon in Garrett Wilson, and we'll see what A.D. Mitchell and Mechie are. The Giants are going into next season with a top-five pick, a franchise quarterback on a rookie contract, Malik Nabers, Cam Scadaboo, Abdul Carter, Dexter Lawrence. Like, I don't think there's any doubt who's in a better position. Now, we'll see who the coach is. And I'm sure Jet fans are starting to feel better about Aaron Glenn, and I think that's fair. They've won three out of their last five. He's done a better job. The team certainly hasn't given up on him. But I'm sorry. If you're going to tell me that they're in a better position for next year, I don't know how you could without knowing the quarterback while the Giants have Jackson Dart. And even if you want to tell me they're a more competitive football team right now because they have one more win than the Giants, I don't know if you've noticed the difference in the schedules that they've played. But again, the Giants had a lead against, Giants went to overtime against the Lions, had a lead against the Packers, had a lead against the Bears, had a lead against the Broncos, beat the Eagles, beat the Chargers. They have been the definition of competitive. That's what makes last night so frustrating, because last night was non-competitive. And the Giants really haven't played a non-competitive game in a long time. I mean, I guess you could say the 49er game was kind of non-competitive. The second Eagle game was kind of non-competitive. Outside of that, they have played nothing but competitive football games. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. Quick break. We'll come back with more of your calls. We'll get to the Mets situation as the Mets have made another big move. They have signed Devin Williams to pretty much a $50 million contract. Is he the closer of the team or is he not? 888-808-1019. That's what's going to base our decisions. Oh, leave it to the Mets. The Mets make a trade. It's all about what comes next. The Mets make a free agent signing. It's all about what they do next. Doesn't make them bad, though, I guess.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey, iHeart, and TuneIn apps.
All right, so we've talked a lot about Abdul Carter and him missing a meeting or being late to a meeting, how the coach handled it in the press conference, how he handled it. And he took ownership of it. I mean, look, did he pushed back a little bit, but he took ownership of it. He also put out a tweet, I guess, in response to a fake, a giant reporter who put out a tweet saying that he was watching pornography on his phone in the meeting, and that's why he was suspended. And so, in response to that, he put out a tweet saying, it's nonsense, stop effing with my name, or whatever. So, like, but to be fair, I guess he was responding to a tweet that someone suggested he was watching porn in the back of the room, and that's why he was suspended. But obviously, it's an issue. It's an issue how it's handled. I applaud Kafka for taking action and benching him, but I don't know if it's getting through to him. His teammates are trying to wonder if it's getting through to him, and how it was handled in the postgame just was atrocious, and it cost them, because I do think he's an impact player, and they did score 17 points in the first quarter when he wasn't in the game. Yes, it was a kick returns, one of them, but just not a great look. The other main talking point about this game is going to be Jackson Dart and his lack of awareness in trying to avoid injury. And I would tell you, again, I've been talking about it, and I'm going to play a clip from Jackson Dart that many, including SMY's Connor Hughes, has really been, and because I think he's the one who asked the question, Connor Hughes has really been, you know, taking note of that Jackson Dart doesn't want to change the way he plays the football game. He doesn't want to change who he is. He doesn't want to change the aggressive nature in which he plays. And I think that yesterday is going to get overblown because of that hit. I truly do. Has there been issues with him in the past? Absolutely. It's been when he looks to take on contact, when he looks to run through somebody for the extra yard, when he looks to low down his shoulder or lower his head and take on that linebacker to get the extra yard. That's the issue I've had with him. And just not getting down, you know, and sliding instead of taking on some major, major hits in the middle of the field. He's running down the sideline on this play. First of all, on the first play that he could have taken a hit, he gets down. He slides and avoids being hit hard and sacked. He gets down to the ground. Then he's running to the sideline and then up the sideline like everybody does. So much so that the broadcast was talking about how quarterbacks have been told not to do so. That they're not going to protect them as much on those kind of plays. You have seen guys pretend to go out of bounds and cut back up. You have seen guys fake the slide and continue to run. Jackson Dart ran to the sideline, then ran up the sideline. And for me, at the end of that play, he is clearly decelerating and going towards out of bounds as he's hit right before. And I don't care what anybody says. You can call it a legal hit all you want. That is a cheap hit. Ellis hits him as he is pretty much slowing down and about to go out of bounds right at the first down marker. And instead of just shoving him out of bounds, he leaves his feet and throws himself fully into his shoulder and sends him flying. That is a cheap hit. It's not a late hit. It's not a penalty. It's just freaking cheap and no need for it. But everyone wants to talk about how Jackson Dart put himself in that position. Fine. I think Jackson Dart did a better job in this game of protecting himself and getting down. He He didn't run out of bounds. He got the extra 5 or 6 yards. I don't think it was that bad a play. I think it's a play we've seen every quarterback make. We very rarely see someone launch themselves into that quarterback. But here was Jackson Dart after the game. And in many ways, even I would admit, who are defending him here, like, this is a comment that I think a lot of people aren't going to like from Jackson Dart, or at least aren't going to like the way it's presented, and it's not going to love the idea of him moving forward playing with this mindset. But this was him asked about trying to take care of himself better on the field.
Sounds like a broken record. Jackson just asking you about the hits, the taking, the protecting
yourself,
things like that.
Is anything different about that? No. Look, I understand the question, but this is football. Like, I'm going to get hit if I'm in the pocket or outside the pocket. I feel like I've played this way my whole entire life. It shouldn't be, like, any shocker to anybody if you've followed along with my career. We're not playing soccer out here. Like, you're going to get hit. Things happen. It's part of the game.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's clear there. He isn't messing. He has no interest in changing his style of play. So I don't know about you, and I know I often get accused of looking for ways to defend him, but tell me again how this is Brian Daboll. Like, tell me again how this is the Giants coaching staff unable to coach this out of him. You just heard him. The dude just got walloped on the sidelines. He's coming off a concussion, and he has no interest in changing how he plays the game. None. 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 And I do think he's played a little bit better and he slid a little bit here and there. But, like, this is hard to coach out of someone who plays this way. And that's why, I'm sorry, you can't coach him in practice. He's got to play and he's got to figure it out. But I'll admit, that is defiant. That isn't, I need to do a better job, but this is enough with this nonsense. I'm tired of messing around and half answering this question. No, I play football the way I play football. This is not this isn't Parcheesi. This isn't Pinochle. This isn't soccer, in his words. I'm going to take hits. I'm going to get hit. I'm a football player. I'm playing football. So stop with the questions because I'm not changing my game. This is why it was leaked out a couple Sundays ago before the game that Jackson Dart has been talked to and Jackson Dart don't want to hear it. And I do think that's a little bit of a problem. I think he needs to be more open to the idea that he has to protect himself. Now, as Troy Aikman said in the broadcast, I think eventually you're just going to see him run less because as he starts to really understand the offense, get in the flow of an NFL game, get more familiar with NFL defenses and how it's played and the speed of the game, things will open up for him. He'll start to find receivers more often. Like, let's be honest. I know Wandell Robinson had like 7 or 8 catches in this game, but it felt like he only threw his tight ends. Like, that's it. Not a lot of passes to the wide receivers in this game. So it's going to take some time. He's going to develop on that apartment. You'll probably see him run less. But when he runs, he's going to run to get as many yards as he can. And honestly, there are people who are sending me the picture of him 5 yards away from contact saying run out of bounds right here. No quarterback in the NFL runs out of bounds 5 yards before contact. It's just like you can't ask him to play that way. He's not going to play that way. He's just not. And again, call me whatever you want. Say I'm being ridiculous. Say he opened himself up for it. Ellis took an absolute cheap shot at him. There was no need to launch himself into Jackson Dart. That's why this is a conversation. If he just gets run into normally and shoved, we're not having this talk. But he got absolutely walloped by a player who decided he wanted to launch himself at him. That's a BS play. And I have no problem, none, with Theo Johnson standing up for his quarterback. I don't think it should have been a penalty. I think he should be able to get into the guy's face and put his hands on him and throw a punch. He didn't drag him to the ground. Like, he just got up in his face and put his hands on his chest. Like, that should not have been a penalty. This is football, and you just saw his quarterback get laid out across the entire sideline. But Jackson Dart has no interest in improving. Jackson Dart's going to play his game. That's it. Jackson Dart's going to play his game. And it's a fine line, because without it, I don't know what kind of play. Like, he has to be that guy if he's going to be a franchise quarterback. On some level, as of right now, he has to be that guy. He came out of this game fine. Again, even Tiki was saying those aren't the kind of, that's the kind of hit that looks far worse than it feels. He did not lean into contact. He did not try and take on contact. He was just jogging and then got absolutely just like sideswiped. And he popped up immediately. It was never an issue. And he went right back out there. The real problem is when he decides he wants to take on contact. And he didn't do that in this game. And he got down in this game, and he was jogging on the sidelines and didn't get out of bounds quickly enough. That's an NFL play. And I promise you, I don't care what anybody says, if that is Patrick Mahomes, Ellis gets 15 yards. I guarantee it. 888-808-1019. Tyler in North Carolina. What's up, Tyler?
C-Mac, Giant fan, been in Carolina. C-Mac, Giant fan, been in Carolina for 30 years, season ticket holder, okay?
Okay.
Cam Newton, 6'8", 280. I stood next to this guy. He looks like a giant. He did the same. He ran and he ran and he ran. Mm-hmm. And he was great for the first 5 or 6 years. And then he got crushed when his line wasn't very good. That it was his shoulder. First it was his shoulder, then it was his ankle, and that was the end of his career. This guy, the kid's not going to make it. He needs a strong coach. He needs a coach that say, look, son, you're not going to make it like this. On the first series, he tried that half-ass it sliding, and he got hit, and you saw in the first series. Now, that wasn't
wasn't a play of sliding. It wasn't like he was scrambling there. He is avoiding pressure and turns around and a guy's coming at him. It's not like he was running and could see a guy coming from 10 feet away and slid. Like, he got down as soon as he could.
Well, I'm just saying, if his attitude is like, this is how I'm going to play, you like it or you don't like it, he's going to learn the hard way because these guys don't make it. I mean, Cam Newton was a monster, and this guy's career was limited because he kept running the ball like crazy, mm-hmm. and he eventually got hit. These guys are huge down there, and Newton was a monster. I mean, I know this kid's thick, and the kid is, that's his style, but man, oh, man, oh, man. I mean, it's going to take a strong coach, like Gruden or the guy you want. It's going to take somebody strong to sit him down and say, look, you're going to have to protect yourself because it's a matter of time. Look at Troy Aikman. I mean, how many concussions?
But he wasn't a runner either. To his point, it happens in the pocket too. Mm-hmm. Tua doesn't run. Tua is a pocket guy, and he's the other face of concussions right now in the NFL.
Well, I like the kid Dart, but I mean, that answer right there, it's like, it's going to take a strong coach.
I agree. I don't love the answer either because he does have to have some acknowledgement of it. I do agree with that. But again, I don't necessarily look at this game last night and say, my God, Dart, what are you thinking? Like, and maybe I'm lost on it. Maybe I am. Maybe he needs to run out of bounds as soon as humanly possible and give up 6 or 7 yards because it doesn't matter. I guess. Like, again, did you expect that hit? Like, watching the game, did you expect that launching into the quarterback? Is that typically what we see on the sidelines? If we see a hit like that, you know a flag is coming. Like, that has been, like, we have never, I have, like, you expect a hit like that? I expect a shove. He left his feet. I thought he could get a launching penalty to be more than like a head-to-helmet or a late hit. I thought it might be, I don't know if they still have the launching penalty. He launched at him. That's a BS hit, man. I don't care what anybody says. That is a nonsense hit. It's not illegal necessarily, but it's a cheap shot. There was no need for that. Jackson Dart was not faking going out of bounds. Jackson Dart wasn't trying to turn up the field. He was running right to the first down marker. He's already slowing down. That is a cheap hit. But Jackson Dart got down in this game. Jackson Dart dove head first. Right? As soon as he passed the line, you saw it a bunch of times, two or three times in this game when he was scrambling. As soon as he passed the first down marker, he dove ahead into a safe spot and landed on the ground. He did not take on contact. He did not run through people. He did not try to make anybody miss. Like the one that people say he did a half-assed job, I've had two callers now, said he did a terrible job getting down. He is scrambling inside the pocket, facing the other way. He turns around and immediately sees someone come and he gets down. Now, if you could just say, hey, you're not allowed to hold on to the ball for more than 6 seconds, throw it away, I don't care. Like, again, what other quarterback do we treat like this? I know the narrative now, it just feels like the narrative is so heavy around him that we expect him to hardly play football. And I admit the comments are very strong without, you know, like, I'm not changing, which he could use a little bit. But, like, I think most running quarterbacks could. Justin Fields could use it. He got a concussion too. Drake May could use it. He got a concussion last year too. Drake May went around the corner in this game. There was one where he slid, but there was another one where he went around the corner, beat Carter around the corner, and did take a little bit of a hit going out of bounds. Like, this is the NFL in some ways. And I'm telling you, I've watched football a long time. If you think that you expect him to take that kind of hit walking the sidelines, it typically doesn't happen like that. Very rarely does someone come running across the field and launch themselves into the quarterback. Mario in Long Beach. What's up, Mario?
What's going on, T-Mac?
What's up, buddy? Good. How are you?
Very passionate. You know, let me just say this about that hit on the sidelines. He was going straight. He wasn't going out of bounds at the time. Now, if we're watching that play and that's a running back and he gets hit like that, nobody would say a word. Nobody would say a word.
No, he's a running back. Right? Nobody would say a word. Right.
Okay, but wait a minute. Okay, so the point is, once the quarterback gets out of the pocket and runs down the side, he's a running back.
Right.
So that's why it was okay. Even Aikman said perfectly fair hit. He said nothing about, and he's a quarterback.
I think it's a legal hit. I do not. They called it a good clean hit. It's clean. It's legal. It's like by the letter of the law. I think it was completely unnecessary. I don't think that happens to any. I've watched quarterbacks run down the sidelines over and over again. I don't see as he's slowing down to go out of bounds. I don't ever remember someone launching themselves at the quarterback like that.
Well, when he hit him, was he in bounds?
Yes, he was.
Okay, so there you go.
That's what I just said. It's not a penalty. But there is a difference between penalty and over the top excessive, even if it's not a penalty.
But here's the thing, like you said too. How do we know he's not going to do the same thing like Mahomes did? He's going to stop.
Shove him.
The guy's going to slow up.
Shove him.
He doesn't want to.
Shove him out of bounds. You do not need to launch yourself. He goes airborne. Watch the play again. His feet are off the ground. Is that necessary? Not Jackson Dart. The linebacker, Ellis, launches himself and leaves his feet. Why? That was unnecessary. You don't have to do it. I'm sorry. You don't have to. That's an unnecessary hit.
But he's a running back, though.
I don't care. Watch it again and tell. Show me another clip where a quarterback gets laid out like that, and there's not a penalty. Where you're allowed to leave your feet. Yeah. I don't care. We don't see it like that. We never see someone just shove him out of bounds. Run into him and run him out of bounds. Even running backs, you don't necessarily see them leave their feet and take them on like that.
Listen, as crazy as they are with trying to help the quarterback, if that were the case, why don't they make a rule of that?
Listen, I'm not opposed to hitting him. I'm not saying you can't touch him. I'm not even saying you can't run full speed into him. Run full speed into him. He launched himself at him.
Yeah, I know. I saw it.
I think that's a bit much. I think that's the reason the hit's so severe, and that's the reason it became something. If he just runs into him and knocks him over, I don't think it's that big a deal. He launches at him and hits him so hard, he spins him sideways. I have a problem with that hit. I don't care what anybody says. I got a problem with it. I don't think it's clean. I really, it's obviously a good hit. He hit him good. And it's not a penalty because he's in bounds. But you could just run at him and shoulder him out of bounds. You do not need to launch yourself. He says it. He's trying to get his team up. He's trying to bring energy to his team by laying into the quarterback. I think it's over-aggressive. I think that's BS. I think it's a dirty hit. I do. I think it's a cheap shot. I think it's a cheap shot. Stuart in Brooklyn. What's up, Stu?
Yeah, come on, C-Mac. They have to change the... I mean, they are protecting the quarterback, but the thing is, I didn't see the play from what I was hearing. You cannot launch. Even back in the day, did these guys launch at these quarterbacks? No, they hit them hard. Yes, but launching? I mean, yeah. Don't you think that's a little bit much?
I think so. Absolutely, I do. I definitely think so.
I watched football back then with Joe Namath and guys like Daryl LaMonica and John Hadle. They were getting crushed, but they did not have players launching themselves at them. Now, you understand, he could have gotten seriously hurt and been out for how long?
No, I mean, I'm with you. I'm with you, Stu, and thank you for the call. I'm totally with you. I don't like the hit. I'll be totally honest with you. I don't like the hit. I don't think it's necessary, and if I were on the sidelines, I'd be pissed too. He goes like sideways and leaves his feet. He goes sideways and leaves his feet. I think it's an excessive hit. Now, could Jackson Dart have stepped out of bounds and not opened himself to that hit? Absolutely. Absolutely. If you want him to go out of bounds 4 yards before contact comes just to be safe, then I guess that's where we are. I don't know what quarterback in the league does that. I don't know what quarterback in the league steps out of bounds 5 yards early just to make sure he doesn't get hit. Like, I think we're asking more of Jackson Dart because of one concussion than we ask of any other quarterback. Jackson Dart suffered one concussion, and now we are acting like he has to go above and beyond to make sure that he comes nowhere near contact. Even in the slide that he accomplished today and avoided a major hit, not good enough. He should have slid earlier. He's got to slide 5 seconds before there's anyone near him. He's got to run out of bounds 5 or 6 yards before there's any contact possible. He's got to completely just neuter who he is. Otherwise, he's being reckless and he's never going to be able to play again in the NFL. Like, I think it's a bit much what we're talking about. Like, does he need to be better? Absolutely. Most running quarterbacks do. Watch Josh Allen. He needs to be better. But, like, we're making it seem like he has to, where does he have to go out of bounds there? Like, is there a line of demarcation? 5 yards, 6 yards, 3 yards, 4 yards? Where exactly does he have to give up on a play before he even can consider taking on contact? And again, he didn't lean into the contact. He didn't go back into the defender. He was running on right on the sideline, slowing down, ready to go out of bounds, and he got excessively hit. And that's why it's a discussion. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Quick break. We'll come back. We'll take a couple more calls on the Jackson Dart, New York Giants. We'll get into Edwin Diaz and his future with the New York Mets now that Devin Williams is in the fold, signs a 3-year, $50 million contract to be a New York Met. He leaves the Yankees. The Mets continue their tradition of signing former New York Yankees.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.